B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub app. Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch Your Lips on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I will say this is that Lenny Dykstra is someone we talked to when we had Charlie Sheen in studio. He was a man who was, if I'm not mistaken, at a old house of his removing copper wiring or copper plumbing.
Well, that you see, I mean, it's funny. The other day, you know, every once in a while, you know, people will ask, like, what was your favorite interview you did? And the Charlie Sheen one's so easy just because it was so strange and the way that he showed up at midnight and we did the show until like 4 a.m. and he started taking out all these phone numbers of people he knew and calling everyone. And when he called Lenny Dykstra and Dykstra answered, there was like this weird sound in the background and we couldn't quite tell what was figuring out. And then a news story broke like, what, a week after we had him on that he was being evicted from like his house. But before he left, he was stealing all of like the copper pipe and stuff that was in it.
Yeah, that's like a business that used to thrive in Detroit. When they would find an abandoned house, you just go through and take all the copper and sell it.
I think this might be from it. I believe this is from our interview when Charlie Sheen was in studio and he called him.
Nails!
Lennox, right. Charles, how you doing, bro?
Hey, this is a man. What's happening, brother?
Not much. What are you doing, bro?
Knocked them Red Sox out tonight.
I'm sorry?
You knocked them Red Sox out tonight?
Pretty much, yes.
Love it. What are you doing up so late?
We're on the radio. Didn't they tell you that you're going to be on the radio?
Hey, listen, man, I'm just glad to be above ground today, man.
Right, so it got weirder from there, and you could hear, like, some noises. And when that story broke, you're like, well, that's probably what he was doing at the time with the big echo and everything, an empty house.
And by the way, that Mad Money show, right? That's what it's called, the one on CNBC. Jim Cramer advertised Lenny Dykstra as like a savant, a market, stock market savant.
Right.
So anyone who, and by the way, ignored the, so don't worry about the economy crashing right before the big crash. But there was a time that there were articles written about Lenny Dykstra about how brilliant financial, what a brilliant financial mind he was, and that he owned these car washes that were killing it, and that he was like playing the markets all right. And then, I mean, Lord, 2009, he's taking copper stuff out of his house.
So he has not been in the best place, I think, over the last several years. Like, there's been a lot of weird stuff that's gone on with Lenny Dykstra.
He's getting accused of assaulting.
And for years, I followed him on Twitter because it was just so strange. And then I think like 5 years ago, I ended up unfollowing it. Well, I need to get back on there. Because yesterday he tweeted out something from the official at Lenny Dykstra account. And he said, Nails, coming at you, trying to find my, quote, new teeth that I left at my favorite place to eat on the planet. And underneath it is a video of him in the middle of the night standing in front of a dumpster. And if that doesn't immediately get the click, I don't know what does.
Okay, so hey, Lenny, get out of here.
Dude, I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, he's Eddie Money all of a sudden.
Hey, this is my joint. There's plenty of meat on them, though, ribs.
So here is Lenny Dykstra standing in front of a dumpster in the middle of the night, and there's like some fat guy next to him. And I don't know
who that is.
Who's that?
I know. It's his friend, Sprinkles the Clown.
It is Sprinkles. Because he calls Sprinkles, him Ad Sprinkles. Why is he a friend?
A wrestler. He's a former buddy, a wrestler. The wrestler's name is Sprinkles the Clown.
Okay, well, that just adds another extra awesome.
I was just going to say, you can't make this up.
Okay. So he's out in the middle of the night with Sprinkles the Clown looking for his teeth.
Yes. In front of a dumpster.
Okay.
Nails coming at you from behind New Jersey Mike's with my damn big jar thing. I go,
that's got the best bread in town.
Now, is he drunk or just, like, completely wet brain?
Can you tell anymore, Fred?
No.
Does it matter?
I mean, because he sounds drunk on the Charlie Sheen clip.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering if he's got, like, severe wet brain.
Nails coming at you from behind New Jersey Mike's with my damn big jar thing. I go, so check it. Nails, the teeth, I took him out because of the sub. It's a good sub, but it's kind of hard, so I left them in the restaurant, and whatever, the mics, and...
excuse me, I speak Dykstra. I believe what's going on here is that he went to New Jersey Mike's.
I know.
Right.
Sandwich place. So there's no, that's what they call him in L.A.
Which is his favorite place to eat on the planet, he says.
But it's too tough. You got to take your teeth out.
Too tough for a sandwich.
Yeah.
So he takes his teeth out.
When you make it out of three-day-old bread.
That's right.
Two tickets to Jersey Mike's. Are you throwing away that meat tonight? Just brush off the maggots, and I'll eat the ham. So and date the cheddar, if you know what I'm saying.
So I guess his dentures are worth $80,000.
Oh, yeah. That's what he tells the insurance company. He's like my deceased uncle.
Yeah, it's why he made this video, is this proof, so he could get 80 grand.
Yeah, he's like my mom's sister's late husband. He was the guy who would watch Met games in his underwear and look out the windows before he left because he was on disability, quote unquote, for about 20 years. All right, it continues.
They're here in that dumpster, and me and Big John are going after it. And guess what? Nails never fails. The teeth will be back. All right? Nails out from somewhere in New Jersey.
Okay. Now, okay, he's not in New Jersey. No. He's at a Jersey Mike's.
He's at a Jersey Mike's.
And he thinks it's like a teleportation device that got him to New Jersey. There's no way he's in New Jersey.
He's not in New Jersey.
And he thinks he is because he just ate at a place called Jersey Mike's.
And by the way, on this tweet where he goes, my favorite place to eat on the planet, at Jersey Mike's, taking down a sub, he put at Subway next to it. Like, so he wanted Subway to know.
He's sticking it to Subway.
Look where my loyalty lays.
Yeah, like, hey, how about a little moolah for an ad?
It's Lenny Dykstra. I lost my teeth because I got to take them out at Jersey Mike's Subway. You can leave your teeth in.
At Subway, like, wagging his finger going, take that, bitches.
Oh, I'm getting an inside information here from Mr. Dan Lifshatz, who's on it when it comes to all of these, you know, insiders, supposedly, on Twitter. Dan says, Robot Dave is a completely fake account that Dunn Celtics media guys retweeted one day, and that gave him validation. Nothing he says in any way is correct. You can continue your life ignoring him, knowing he just screws with Celtics fans.
All right.
I like it. Lifshatz is on top of this. He calls out the frauds when it comes to insider info.
Well, you got it. If you're going to be a sharp, you know.
Don't be a square.
You got to know the inside information. Well, Lenny Dykstra sounds like somebody would be a good follow. He referred to himself as Nails four times in a 35-second clip.
And he says Nails never fails.
Of course.
And that is should be a really something that your kids learn. You know what? Nails never fails. Have that attitude next time you lose your teeth in the garbage.
He doesn't quite know how to use Twitter. Because after he put ads... Oh, my God. He misspelled Subway. How do you misspell Subway?
I don't know. Ask Bird.
Subway. At Jimmy and then just John sitting by itself. At Ron Darling Jr. Oh. So there you go.
You owe me money.
All right. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's always a huge honor, like I've said in the past, and happy to be here. This year is a little different, I'm not going to lie, with the way that the season ended, and it hasn't been a week yet, so still hard to, I guess, to turn the page that way.
.985 the Sports Hub, and if you like, I was actually reading the projected winners at the NHL Awards.
That right there, of course, was Patrice Bergeron. And who's he going up against for the Selke? By the way, surprise, he's up for a Selke.
Ryan O'Reilly and who's the other
The
guy?
Belief is it's going to be O'Reilly. And the there are people that are shocked that Bergeron is being nominated because his line was scored on frequently.
Mark Stone is the other one.
Okay.
Who's also doing porn. That is a porn name if I ever heard one.
So you've got right now, he's nominated, and I think Don Sweeney's nominated for GM of the Year. And you know, you take a look at what Bruce Cassidy did, and you're like, oh, why isn't he there? Well, it's because there's a guy in your division who was absolutely murdering people. I mean, what's his name for the Lightning?
Yeah,
you
John Cooper.
Yeah. So
it's Berube, St. Louis, Cooper, and Barry Trotz.
This is a regular season one, too, so Cooper's going to get it, right?
Yes, I would imagine that's the case.
Okay, so the NHL Awards is must-watch television. It is.
Yes.
Now, for 10 to 15% of the reason is because there are some legitimate great moments. Like, they'll show, like, you know, some of the stuff that they set up and some of the players when they come out on stage. Like, it's that part's interesting. The actual hockey part of it's fine. But that's not why people watch it. They watch it for...
Here to sing Long Live Rock and Roll, Daughtry!
I mean...
Come on, everybody, get up. Come on!
You look for the D-minus level celebrities that are at this place.
I'm serious. Get up.
And then nobody got up, which was wildly embarrassing.
I don't care if you're serious or not. I refuse to get up.
So that is tonight. Are you going to watch it live, Fred, or are you going to let me surprise you tomorrow morning?
I'm going to let you surprise me.
Now, it's far better if you do the surprising. I'm not watching it
because
either.
I have not heard of numerous people that are going to be involved in this.
We went through the list, 2 days ago? And I've already forgotten most of the people. There was one guy who was in a movie called, like, Scooby-Doo Returns.
Okay, I remember Retta.
No, Retta was from an older one.
Oh, okay.
You see, I play some of these opening clips now. And
they sound like good shows.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, these are stars like a...
Please welcome the biggest name in magic since Houdini, Chris Angel.
they're able to pull Chris Angel at one point. I mean, we're talking, that's no joke.
That guy Holzhauer from Jeopardy, that guy is going to be a presenter.
He's the biggest name.
Yeah.
He's the biggest name who's going to be there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then you've got...
Ladies and gentlemen, with upcoming concert performances in Toronto and Vancouver, here's Vegas star and entertainment icon, Donny Osmond.
That was from, like, last year.
Yeah. Oh. The Ozonator.
He performed Soldier of Love.
Soldier of Love, good call.
That's when he went rock. He tried to go rock.
That's right.
And he was walking around, like, the oil refinery.
Yeah,
like,
place. That's right. He was like, Mr. Cool.
Yeah, he was, like...
Hanging out on the strip. I remember that.
He was getting, like, a tough guy image. But I wonder if Doug Henning is rolling around in his grave. Because the biggest since Houdini is Chris Angel.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. I think this guy was...
I'm Darcy Oak, and I am a magician.
Okay, well, Darcy Oak has something to say about
that. That's the best way to not get laid. Like, if you're on a blind date, hi, I'm Fred Tutcher, I'm a magician.
I stand before you, John Wallach, a magician.
That's right.
Well, have there ever been sexier words said?
Boy, did the babes come crawling after that point.
Of course they did. I mean,
please welcome our first presenter of the evening, the star of the upcoming CBS comedy, Life in Pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Hanks.
Okay, that's a big name.
I mean, together in Vegas with Reba from Brooks and Dunn.
Kicks Brooks, one half of Brooks and Dunn.
A mediocre guest in studio on this show. If we were offered Colin Hanks on the phone, I wouldn't take it.
And star of film and television, international icon, Jennifer Beals.
All right. Flashdance.
All right.
The star of Flashdance.
Oh, wow. Why was she even there?
International.
Like, could she be promoting?
You know what happens? They take these people who just have a residency or like on some play or something in Vegas. And they say, can you please do us a favor and just come on down here? Come next door and we'll be able to, you know, just at least say your name. We'll give you a sandwich.
Yeah. Didn't Darcy Oak mess up a magic trick?
You're right. He did a magic trick and it didn't work.
It was one of those close, like... They had the camera come real close in with cards,
and he
messed it up.
He did it to Patrice Bergeron, and Patrice was like, you know, he's the most polite person in the world. Even he would like couldn't hide how confused he was.
Yeah,
like what was supposed to happen here? God, I forgot about that.
I stand before you, John Wallach, magician.
That's right. I mean, just
after I walked out of the bathroom after I had changed, I remember that.
The panties just started dropping.
I stand before you, John Wallach, magician.
It worked out well.
If I was a a woman. I don't think anything that might be funnier than going out on a date with a magician. Like, if they started, like sleight of hand stuff, they're like,
hey, what do you think about that? I'm just wondering if Mata's Yahoo's going to still perform.
Well, that's right. Hardy was a magician.
Can he still do magic tricks?
Yeah.
I don't think he ever, it's like riding a bike.
No. He for extra money in school, when he was going to Michigan State, he was a magician.
Yeah, that's the only way to get money.
Coming up, Nickelback burns it to the ground. And appearances by Eric Stone Street.
Okay, so that was like 8 years ago.
All right, Eric Stone Street.
Like, Nickelback was like, back in the day, that was legit.
And Eric Stone burn it to Street the is from Modern Family.
Yes, he is.
So he's a television star.
Nickelback's going to burn it to the ground, Fred.
Burn that sucker to the
ground.
They
literally are just burning things. Their records. It's a favor. It's the new charity project.
I mean, well, listen, they keep rolling out the stars.
Of course, we got to know him as Charlie in the Mighty Ducks. Please welcome Joshua Jackson.
No, don't sleep on Pacey. That guy had a legit career for a while.
He was in that show, The Affair, that was on Showtime.
Yes, so the Skulls. He was in the Skulls.
He was in the Skulls.
Yep.
He was. Now, I'm sure that everyone was a huge fan of the Skulls. Such a massive hit that it was.
See, these are all better than the people that are going to be there this year.
I mean, that's true. It's amazing how it's just gone down, 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 and down. And you're just like, all right. And like the musical act is someone I've never heard of. The Jacks. They're called the Jacks. Huh?
They're a 50s doo-wop group playing Jacks. Yeah.
Just have Cuba Gooding Jr. do all of them. Although he's kind of in trouble right now, so he can't really be doing much.
I guess he's, according to everything, there's video that shows that nothing happened. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Jim Belushi!
Well, right there. And I guarantee you Belushi made him made them let him get down with the blues.
Just do a little sweet blues music?
Yeah. Just, come on, guys, get out of the way. Jimmy needs the blues.
Penn and Teller always show up because they're there.
Yeah. So it's just people in Vegas.
You know him from Alias and Hawthorne. A lifelong Kings fan, Michael Vartan.
I don't know him from any of that. He's someone whose existence I'm unaware of.
From Hawthorne? Do you know what Hawthorne is?
I do not.
Well, you're just obviously not connected with pop culture then.
Michael Voltran.
Vartan.
Same Voltran.
Michael Voltron.
Yeah, what does it matter? All right, so that is on this evening. I will not watch it.
I just want to say the Jacks, I looked because they're on tour. The next tour date isn't until July 26th. They'll be performing at the Troubadour in L.A., but advance tickets are $12, day of show 15.
Yeah, the Troubadour is not a big place.
No.
Okay, if I went to the Jacks and I looked up the Jacks.
They got a Facebook page, I can tell you that.
All right. Well, oh, my God. Are you kidding me? So I went on Spotify to just see how many spins their top single is. You know they do that? They'll rank the five songs.
Yeah.
And if you went to some place Nickelback or whatever, it'd be 28 million spins. Do you want to guess what song number one, how many spins it's had on the Jacks?
50.
28,000.
Oh, okay.
That is it. Dude, that's pathetic. 28,000. Yeah,
because a big fan could have done it 100 times.
Oh, sure.
So the Jacks.
J-A-K-S. J-A-C-K-S, sorry.
Which is how you spell Jax.
That's right.
The Jax.
Sorry, I don't know why I skipped the C, but yes. J-A-C-K-S.
Yeah. Maybe they got a little Ramones thing going on. All right. Well, that will be on this evening. I look forward to hearing all the star power. Hopefully there's another magician.
Hopefully there's jokes.
Please welcome from Roger Sportsman, Nick Kyprios.
So Hitler lost his shoes. I can't find my cup ring. Vegas, baby. Ever since his amazing run in the Olympics.
I stand before you, John Wallach, magician. I got more laughs than he did.
Yeah, that's true.
That right now.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, at least they knew magic was coming. What was the magic trick that you did?
Oh, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I'm sure there was a nifty card trick in there somewhere.
I think there was something out of a hat, right?
I honestly don't know.
That poor bunny.
Yeah.
I made it disappear.
Yep.
No one found it.
Had the top hat, had the white gloves.
That was a great night.
That was that, rolling.
That was the year Crash got drunk and negotiated his contract from the stage.
No. That was a different night.
Oh, that was a different one?
That night, I got up on stage and Crash like, all you A-holes be quiet. Wallach's trying to do magic.
You did have the Blackstone kit as a child, right?
The what?
Blackstone magic kit. Did you ever have a magic kit?
No, I never had a magic kit when I was a kid.
Oh, see, even I had that.
Because that would have improved my performance.
Isn't that illegal that you listen to Dr. Demento and don't have a magic
That's
kit?
That's true. Should
have. My goodness. All right. Well, that is on this evening. Rich, we have the stat coming up. What will we discuss?
Well, it sounds like ESPN is not very happy with their NBA broadcast team, including Mr. Paul Pierce. His future's in question. Are they going to keep him around? We will get to that. Also, an update on David Ortiz.
All right. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox lost in Minnesota late last night, 4-3. Alex Cora saw his team blow a pair of one-run leads and then get pushed to 17 innings before coming up short at just before 2 a.m. Eastern time this morning.
No, I don't enjoy it. It's 1:15 right now. But you watch and you see how we compete and you see the dugout and the vibe and all that. And, yeah, this is something that we will build from this. I know that for a fact. You know, so, like I said, come here in a few hours, finish your job, and enjoy Thursday.
Max Kepler homered and added three RBIs, including the game winner for the Twins. Two teams have split two so far this week. They wrap up their three-game set tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez will pitch. Celtic center Al Horford is apparently not coming back to the team next season. He opted out of the final year of his contract yesterday, and then the Boston Herald was the first to report that instead of settling for a new three-year deal with the Green, he's going to sign a four-year contract elsewhere when free agency begins next month. Red Sox legend David Ortiz has been upgraded to good condition. He remains in the ICU at Mass General Hospital, and the Bruins will be represented tonight in Las Vegas at the NHL Awards Show. Patrice Bergeron's a finalist for his fifth Selke Award. Don Sweeney, a finalist for GM of the Year. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by D'Amico Dental Care in Watertown. Using digital 3D technology with a caring, personalized touch. If you break a tooth, do what Tony Maz did and get a new crown in a single visit. Scheduled today at D'AmicoDMD.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 10 o'clock.
After winning a championship in New England, addiction caused me to walk away from everything. This is Chris Sullivan. Today, my 10-year sobriety chip means more than my championship ring.
Acadia Healthcare provides comprehensive treatment for individuals struggling with opiate addiction. Visit bostonctc.com/radio or call 888-982-3421. You can tackle addiction. Acadia can help.
Hey, Stace, let's talk about what you need on your team to get the job done.
Don't you mean who you need on your team?
When you're talking about the Kubota SSV skid steer loader, it's what you need.
That's because the Kubota SSV offers outstanding performance with features like Kubota's unique vertical lift design.
The Kubota SSV's exceptional comfort and convenience.
You love the incredibly comfortable suspension seat.
Who wouldn't?
The Kubota SSV is exactly what you need on your team to get the job done.
See the full line of Kubota SSV skid steer loaders at Norfolk Power in Wrentham and Carver, Mass. And in Burrillville, Rhode Island.
And always at NorfolkPower.com.
It's gonna be a
Subaru Summer All-Wheel Driveaway is going on now. Make the most of sweet summertime in the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent, starting at only $31,995, or lease for only $339 per month for 36 months with $29,99 due at signing. Built with symmetrical all-wheel drive and three spacious rows for up to eight, the Ascent will make this the best summer yet. Drive away in the all-wheel drive Subaru Ascent, starting at only $31,995, or lease for only $339 per month for 36 months. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru Summer All-Wheel Driveaway.
It's gonna be a Subaru Summer. It's gonna be a Subaru Summer.
Hey, it's Maz. If you've been priced out of the weight loss market, New England Fat Loss has a new pilot program for less than $1,000. For all body types, whether you want to lose that last 10 pounds or need to lose 100, New England Fat Loss will jumpstart your metabolism and get your body in fat-burning mode for only $9.99 now through July 4th. And the best part? You eat real food for real results. You won't sacrifice your summer. You enjoy steak, chicken, and fish right off the grill. What do you want your body to look like in 30 days? Find out.
NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
Attention, CDL
hazmat tanker drivers and diesel mechanics. Transgas of Lowell is growing, and they're offering up to a $10,000 bonus. If you have 3 or more years experience and are looking for great benefits like overtime pay after 8 hours, paid holidays and vacation, medical and dental insurance, and a pension, call 978-856-2913. That's 978-856-2913. Transgas is a leader in the natural gas transportation industry that truly cares for its employees. Come join a growing team and call Transgas of Lowell today at 978-856-2913.
Builders and remodelers, Koopman Lumber and Hardware understands that your relationship with your supplier is critical to your success. With 80 years of know-how and 6 Massachusetts locations, they value each customer relationship and are proud to partner with premium vendors like Marvin, a brand your customers trust. Windows and doors from Marvin combine timeless beauty with state-of-the-art performance. Make Marvin and Koopman Lumber and Hardware part of your team. Choose the supplier and brand that don't let you down. Koopman and Marvin, and online at koopmanpro.com.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Slammin' Summer Sales Event is on at Ira Toyota of Danvers. Shop online at toyotaofdanvers.com. And remember, if the Ira Oval is on your car, you know you got a great deal.
This hour of Toucher and Rich, actually, time and temperature is where we are. Time and temperature is brought to you by IBM, 64 degrees at 935. It takes all of us to promote an equal opportunity workplace. That's why IBM and business leaders around the world have pledged to take action. Make your pledge today at IBM.com/beequal.
This is a public service announcement from Net 85, the Sports Hub.
Goodwill can turn your donations into jobs. They found a direct link between your donations and job creation. Log on to goodwill.org and become a job creator. That's goodwill.org.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on?
So there's been a report that's been out for about a week now that ESPN is looking to shake up their NBA roundtable that they have.
You bring
NBA
back Magic countdown. Johnson. Shake it up, shake it up.
Fred, you read my mind.
Well, let's just go to the Magic 8 Ball and see what the Magic 8 Ball says. Shake it up.
And maybe that's the reason. Maybe they're shaking things up like the Magic 8 Ball because they realize he doesn't have to, you know, be a corporate guy anymore or can't tweet people congratulations. I mean, he could actually have controversial opinions like,
I'm feeling more better about the Boston Celtics than I am about the Miami Heat.
Because that's the kind of analysis that we need. And if, do you doubt for a second that maybe, just maybe, they might bring him back?
All I can think about is that Saturday Night Live skit where Charles Barkley is playing Shaquille O'Neal. And then they're all making fun of him, and then they flash back to him, and he's got a wizard hat on.
It's funny, like, wizard hat.
Not the team, but like an actual wizard hat. He's like, hey, now, I'm a wizard, Shaq.
I'm Magic Shaq.
I'm Shaq the Wizard.
That's right.
You know why I love the playoffs? Because it can... all the pressure.
I mean, he was a gift. Magic Johnson was an absolute gem. Well, I mean, you know, they've been running him around on TV. They know he'll say, you know, ridiculous things about the goings-on behind the scenes. You know, Rob Pelinka threw him under the bus. I mean, maybe he earned favor with them after all this is done because the timing is fairly recent. with both situations, but I actually liked the table. I thought that I'm a big fan of Jalen Rose. I think he does a good job. I also like Chauncey.
Well, they're not getting rid of Jalen Rose.
Well, he's one of the guys who's not being mentioned.
Yeah, because they got him doing everything.
Yeah.
Did you know there was going to be a Jalen Rose sitcom and there's a pilot of it that's on YouTube?
I haven't seen the pilot, but I heard that that was in the makings.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he's, and it's apparently funny. But it never made it past the pilot.
So it sounds like Michelle Beadle, Paul Pierce, and Chauncey Billups will more than likely all be leaving the show.
Mr. Big Shot's going to get out?
Well, I don't see the Paul Pierce thing. I think he did a great job. He just completely screwed himself, however, when he made that prediction about how it's all over with the Boston Celtics.
After game one.
And
well,
I also
if that's the case, then they would fire everyone off TNT.
I mean, you would, well...
That's
different. Like,
they're stars. I mean, but that's the thing is that if just making a prediction wrong, everyone's going to do that. By the way, who's Mr. Big Shot?
That's Chauncey Billups, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But there's more to it regarding Michelle Beadle. Now, maybe Paul Pierce just farts a lot because, you know, he got called out for that the other day on the set. But Michelle Beadle, according to the New York Post, they say that executives have been disappointed with her unwillingness to promote NBA Countdown and her sudden departure from the network's morning show, Get Up. So as the writer from the New York Post said, NBA Countdown and Inside the NBA on TNT get similar viewership numbers, but of course, a lot of more people talk about what's going on when Charles Barkley says something, but she's making $5 million a year in her current contract.
Just to do that show?
So she got that money when they made that Get Up show. Do you remember how, like, when Get Up launched and Greenberg ended up going and leaving Mike and Mike, there was a huge story.
In the dust.
Yeah, he did.
Like a traitor, like a dog.
So there was a huge report about how much money that show was worth. I think Greenberg's making $5 million.
Well,
Beadle was making
penny.
$5 million, of course. I mean, you know, he brings a little common sense and a couple ribs to jib every once in a while.
Well, but without Golic, who's going to be the guy who eats?
I know. You can't. It's what was different that made him great, ESPN Radio. So Beadle ended up, when she got hired, got $5 million a year. But then, remember, she went on the air and said, that's why I don't like watch football because of horrible things like this. And they had I forget what the situation was, but it was something she didn't stand for and whatever.
No,
but
she wouldn't cover football.
She didn't want to watch football because there was something that
disgusted
her. That's probably exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And so they were like, well, if you're not going to watch football and you say that on TV, then we're going to take you off this show. So they put her on the NBA Countdown. But what they're saying now is that she's not doing any kind of work. Apparently, she's been showing up late to different things as well. And outside of the show that she did on the NBA, she wouldn't take on any more responsibility to justify her $5 million.
She's probably bored, to be honest with you. She probably wants to be doing other stuff. That would be really boring.
What, doing the NBA Countdown?
Yeah.
See, I think that would be actually a fun show to do. Because they bring in, like, revolving guests.
It depends on what your aspirations are. Like, I could see that getting really tedious.
But what? So I guess what you're saying is that when she signed on, she thought she was doing a morning show.
Yeah, she thought that she was going to be, because, like, she's supposed to be funny and everything, right? Like, I think that she thought she would be in a role that was more, there was more to it than just talking about basketball. Because I think that would get incredibly tedious.
They say she's been branded as a bad teammate because she's not willing to do more. Then, and maybe I'd be a little bit pissed too, is that maybe you're right. If they put me on a morning show and then they yanked me off because I was probably honest, which is what they, I'm sure, tried to get them to be. Like, right. When these people go on the air, they say, we need honesty, you know, be yourself. So she's herself. And they say, well, we don't want you to be that much yourself.
I mean, anything on ESPN that you say that's remotely disagreeable, even if it's not controversial that someone could disagree with that's non-sports related, you're in a heap of trouble.
Yeah. Well, that sucks if they're going to get rid of Paul Pierce as well, because I thought he did a pretty good job on the show. And he farted a lot, which made it even funnier.
I'm a wizard. Look at me over here. I'm a wizard.
But if they're going to do that, then bring back this guy.
Mother Nature caught up with the Celtics tonight.
Where else are you going to get that kind of analysis?
Or just bring in a magician.
Elvis Presto, maybe the guy who did the 1986 halftime show,
Absolutely no sense, because I went back and watched Elvis Presto, and there was some card trick
yeah.
with the audience at the Super Bowl that makes no sense.
Yeah, it was like he guessed what card it was, and everyone in the crowd flipped like some card, and it made a giant like seven of hearts or something.
Yes, which you just like pulled the like.
And it was in 3D. Was that the 3D Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes, Elvis Presto. I saw an oral history of Elvis Presto and how that all came to be.
How did it? Because why did they get that guy? Because I think the year before was like the first year that they actually had an artist people knew, and this was a backtrack.
Yeah, I forget. I forget.
86, was that the Patriots Super Bowl against the Bears?
When was MJ? When did Michael Jackson show up and just completely change the halftime show?
I don't know.
I think that was like 88, and it was huge.
I've only liked one halftime show, and that was Prince.
Yeah.
It's probably the only one I've watched.
U2 was good.
Well, I see. I loved U2. I thought U2 was really
good.
U2,
that was another Patriots game.
That might have been when they were still doing the Butt Bowl.
Michael Jackson's was excellent. That was really good.
They might have been doing the Butt Bowl at that point where they played Beavis and Butthead at halftime. I'll tell you this, though, is that the Five really set the standard.
Oh, come on. Bruno Mars was good.
Yes.
I didn't watch it.
Bruno Mars was really good. So much that they brought him back like two more years.
Yeah, I don't usually watch the halftime because I'm too cool.
1993 was Michael Jackson, I believe.
Lady Gaga's was good. I thought that even Katy Perry's was good.
I didn't even know she did that.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's was excellent. She ended the whole thing by like jumping off the stage and catching a football before she disappeared into nothingness.
Yes.
Yeah. She did an excellent job. I thought she was pretty good. Oh, how about that McCartney one?
Did see that.
Oh, that was a year after the Janet Jackson thing, and they said, we're going to find the tamest thing we can find.
That's why I watched it, was because of the Janet Jackson thing.
And, of course, the Springsteen are just... Burn the house down.
I mean,
does everybody have a bowl of guacamole?
Hey, it's boss time.
It was boss time.
Damn right it is.
The best is how he puts his back, whatever the guy's name is. He puts
Little Steven. Steals his microphone. He's got his own.
No, but he puts his back against Bruce Springsteen's back, and then he like looks up, he rolls his eyes up, and he goes, it's boss time.
Dude, a ref came out and threw a flag for rocking way too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so utterly embarrassing.
And then he slid across the stage, crotch first, right into the camera.
Flags for being too much of a blue-collar hero.
That's right. I mean, do you remember that? We got to stop. We got to stop. And he goes, no, we got a flag. We can't stop.
Glory days.
When little Steven puts his back on him and he makes the corniest look. He just he rolls his eyes to the top of his head and like, ow, it's boss time.
And I think
Dad's Everywhere, which I'm one actually now, sadly.
New album out.
Like everyone's dungarees were in a tizzy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know there's a new... Briggs Springsteen album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very exciting to not listen to it.
Some pretty good news has been released regarding David Ortiz. First of all, there has been an 11th suspect in the attempted killing of him. They have they've apprehended 11 people to do this one thing. I mean, this is amazing how deep this goes. And I'm hearing today there's going to be more news that is going to come out about the actual motive. They're getting these guys to actually talk now.
Well, the Dominican Republic is not somewhere you want to go because 47 members of a Jimmy Buffett fan club all got gastro problems.
One of them died. You've heard about what's been going on in the Dominican Republic, right?
Not the Jimmy Buffett fans.
Yeah, one person from the Jimmy Buffett group died.
Really?
But that is not in connection with like the 8 tourists now?
Was it a parrot head incident? Or was it just poo?
No, I don't know, but one of them died. But in Dominican Republic, it's kind of scary what's going on right now.
You can't go there. You can't go there.
Like, they can't figure out, who's the woman with the white hair who's on Shark Tank? Her brother ended up dying. And I guess Barbara Corcoran, that's her. Her brother was one of the people who died. I think there's been 8 people who died at these resorts randomly.
A parrot had died?
Yeah, 9 American citizens have died.
I don't see that in this.
Yeah, I read it. The Jimmy Buffett...
What a way to go. I mean, amongst your people.
Let's see. I think...
Yeah, drink your hand, toes in the sand. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I think one of them died. I believe so. But once again, I could be wrong. But I know that 9 tourists are all
but
dead.
But I bet you if you asked them, like, when they were like, I can die now.
Give me Tropical Island, baby.
Yeah, get me on the sand and put a little drink in my hand.
Within view of the water.
And, let the good vibes from the Buffett go.
If only I could have a steel drum playing behind me when I die.
I see bright light to the left, right to the left, and I'm the only one in this universe.
But the good news is, regarding David Ortiz, is that he has been upgraded from guarded condition to good condition. And apparently today there's going to be an official statement that is made. So he said that his wife made ended up putting a written statement out saying that his recovery has been bolstered by the many expressions of love from around the world and has lifted his spirits tremendously.
Well, that's good. Well, it's good to know that he is okay, or is getting there. I imagine that it's still very painful. I don't know. But put Jimmy Buffett death in the old Google machine.
Okay.
Yeah. Check and see, because I looked and I thought I saw that.
Because this is from.
Did a quick check and it didn't come up with anything.
Nah, there's no one dead, baby. There ain't no one. This is an article from today. There's no one dead. Not these parrot heads. There's 114 parrot heads there, and they got diarrhea, vomiting, dizziness, and headaches.
Was it a CD listening party? That's the best line out of all of them.
Yeah, they put on that I Hate Math song, and everyone started crapping themselves.
The one about the volcano.
It was like the brown note.
Yep. it's just
Flowers herself has claimed to lose 14 pounds due to the illness.
Yeah.
So she is down to 350.
Well. Yep.
Nah, no one died.
54 people fell ill, apparently.
Yeah, no one died.
Yes.
They just got the runs. They got Rhea. Grapefruit. Rhea. And you would think that Jimmy Buffett, being the bastion of credibility that he is, would make sure everything was first class. Like he does at his Margaritaville restaurants.
Oh, don't
where everything is.
I can't
see. Everything. It's like walking into Revere Beach.
Yep. Out on my honeymoon in Lahaina, in Maui, walking down Lahaina, and there's a Jimmy Buffett restaurant. Oh, and my wife is a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. We got to go in there.
Well, it plays Jimmy Buffett music and has crappy food and $85 drinks. All right, we'll be back. We'll find out what Hardy and Bertrand have on the way.
It's arena football season. Get in on the action and get your tickets to the Massachusetts Pirates' next home game at the DCU Center in Worcester, Saturday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. Single game tickets are just $15. Get tickets to masspiratesfootball.com or call 508-452-MASS today. Mass Pirates Football, it's off the wall.
No matter what you want in an SUV, your New England Chevy dealer has the perfect one for you. Including the feature-packed Chevy Trax, the head-turning and high-tech 2019 Equinox, the roomy and refined Chevy Traverse, and now the new standard in design, the all-new Chevy Blazer. Don't miss out. Get exciting offers on this incredible family of versatile crossovers today. Right now, current qualified competitive lessees can get a 2019 Equinox LT with an ultra-low mileage lease for around $199 a month for 24 months with $3,689 due at signing. That's only $199 a month for a Chevy Equinox with all-wheel drive, available advanced safety features, teen driver technology, and more. Or get 15% below MSRP on all 2019 Trax models when financing with GM Financial. That's right, 15% below MSRP on a Chevy Trax with a standard turbo engine, smartphone integration, and more. So hurry in now and get the right crossover with the right deal at your New England Chevy dealer. Lease example based on national average vehicle selling price. Your payments may vary. Some customers may not qualify. Take new retail delivered by 7/1/19. Call 888-59-CHEVY for offer details.
The name to know when the drains don't flow. John Sewer. We get the job done.
John Sewer takes clogged drains seriously. Their large team of technicians is trained to solve any clogger issue in Boston's old complex drain systems. With over 40 years of success serving in and around Boston, John Sewer is your local clogged drain experts. And with over 40 technicians on the road, they're equipped to respond to your emergency fast. Visit johnsewer.com to learn more.
John Sewer. We get the job done.
America's oil and gas moves through 2.4 million miles of underground pipelines safely. But one of those pipelines were gone. We would need 90,000 more tanker trucks or 27,000 more rail cars every single day just to meet our energy needs. So, do you want this, this, or this? We move America's energy. We are Energy Transfer.
Become an instant millionaire with MGM Millions. Match any one number and win a prize. Match all six numbers and win $1 million in cash. MGM Millions. Drawings on Saturdays, now through July 27th at MGM Springfield. Promotion rules apply. Visit the M Life Rewards desk for more information. Must be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. Helpline 1-800-426-1234. GameSenseMA.com.
The summer sales are on at Bernardi Toyota. Get ready to heat up the streets in your new Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Drive home the new 2019 RAV4 just $199 a month. Bernardi Toyota is making this your best summer ever. Visit BernardiToyota.com to unlock our best prices.
2019 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive with automatic 36-month, 10,000-mile-a-year lease, 3,000 down payment plus first payment, tax, tag, title, registration fee, and $499 dock fee with approved credit through TFS. Zero security deposit, specials on in-stock vehicles only. See dealer for details. Offers expire 6/30.
Hi, I'm Donnie White, founder of Nautical American Gin. Nautical Gin is a very unique tasting gin which is bottled and distilled right here in Massachusetts. Next time you're out at your favorite restaurant or liquor store, ask for Nautical Gin in the blue-green bottle with the flat back. And from all of us at Nautical Gin, have a great spring and summer, and let's be gin.
The best deal in wireless? Yeah, I must confess. Metro by T-Mobile is the best. Switch now and get two lines for $80, plus two great phones for free with a huge screen so you can see. Yeah, that's two amazing Samsung Galaxy. And now I'm really feeling like it's kind of crazy, yo, because Metro has Amazon Prime included. So let it flow. The best movies, best songs, ad-free all day long. So two lines for $80, Amazon Prime, and two phones for free? Yeah, baby. It's the best deal that can be from the get-go, and it's only at Metro.
Yeah, it's good to be at Metro. Get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included. Plus, get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
For a limited time, celebrate summer with Bertucci's lobster and seafood special menu items. Only for a limited time at Bertucci's Brick Oven Pizza and Pasta, the official pizza of baseball fans, and Bertucci's now delivers right to your home or office.
This hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by AdCare Outpatient Services. Getting help for addiction doesn't always mean being away from your job and family. AdCare Outpatient Services can work around your schedule. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
Here's what's brewing. Fueled by Duncan, the 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Join the Hub crew at Boston 25 this Friday morning for the Andover Zip Trip. Join us at the park at Town Hall from 6 till 10 with your chance to score Xfinity Center tickets or passes for New England Dragway. And enjoy activities for the family. Don't forget to bring whole grain cereal for the Zip Trip Cereal Drive. Brought to you by Boston 25 and 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Touchdown. He won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Line two, Patrick wants to say, any benefits of Irving and Harvard leaving?
Good old Harvard.
H-R-D-V-A-R-D.
Okay. Harvard. That's good. Well, at least it's not.
What do you think about the Kyrie Irving and Al Davis free agency?
Yeah, the Al Davis ones. Speaking of this, that, Fred, and that news, I am seeing that Adrian Wojnarowski was saying this morning something that kind of adds a little fuel to your theory that maybe Kyrie isn't going to leave at all.
I don't think he is.
And he says that if the Nets don't land another star with Kyrie, then they'll just keep D'Angelo Russell instead and not make a move on Kyrie. They say they're not sold on his ability to run a team alone. I wonder where they saw that, how they came up with that. But, I mean, if the Nets don't want him and the Lakers can't afford him, there's no way he just says, I'm going to go to the Knicks by myself, right?
Not a chance.
So maybe, Fred, there's a little something there.
You got to pair him up with somebody. Can't just say, ta-da, Kyrie Irving.
Well, that's what they're going to have to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can bring back Horford and go for it again.
Harvard. It's Al Harvard.
I thought you said Harvard. Hardy's leaving?
It's Al Harvard. Oh, okay. Yes, Al Harvard.
All right. So you are in with the Birdman?
Yeah. Wallach said a few minutes ago that he went to a Jimmy Buffett restaurant on his honeymoon.
Yes, correct.
Was that, now, which marriage? Because your first marriage,
second marriage,
failed. She divorced you.
Yes.
Okay.
Hard to believe, but true.
Failed your first marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, you failed.
On Maui?
Yes.
I think I went to that restaurant.
Lahaina. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
On our honeymoon, I knew you were going to ask me that. It was Cheeseburgers in Paradise, right?
Right on the water.
Yep. I didn't know if it was Lahaina or like down near Wailea or whatever. Yeah. But the fact is, you know, every dinner had to be this special romantic celebration of our life together.
Sure.
And then like 4 days in, we're like, I really just want a cheeseburger.
Yeah, in Paradise.
Where are we?
In Paradise.
We're in Paradise.
Why not? We went.
And there, you know what? That's a show. That's something everyone can relate to. Why that was such a big hit.
Yeah.
All right.
He didn't even know where he was going to go when the volcano blowed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
Yeah. That's about a serious amount of death.
It's a lighthearted song about mass murder.
Remember when the volcano? No. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm trapped and I'm going to die.
The lava come down the mountain
and I'm going to die.
Kids without parents the rest of their lives, they're all going to die.
Oh, no.
You can't get on the boat. I won't let you on the boat. There's not enough room. It's like the Titanic. Nah, I'm on the boat. All right, so we'll leave you with this. Everyone have a fantastic day. Bye.
After 4 years of overachievement, a market correction in 20 for the Boston Celtics, and a season uncomfortable from the start ends with a whimper.
Kyrie is to blame.
Kyrie, three is an air ball. And this is starting to snowball. This is just a nightmare for Kyrie Irving.
Danny Ainge set out the courses. Treat for Kyrie, he endorses. Unibrow would join forces. Win a title soon, of courses. Now we're hearing from our sources. Al Horford changing courses. From the team he now divorces. Now they're a team with 40 losses. Oh! Kyrie is to blame.
You know, simply put, the future is very bright in Boston, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Kyrie is to blame. Now you're back in the fifth seed, maybe even the sixth seed. At best, you're a four seed, but most likely a fifth seed. Now the Sixers are faster. A ten of couples, your master. Now the team's a disaster. Celtics, you stink, you ruin the Celtics.
You stink, you ruin the Celtics.
You stink, you ruin the Celtics. You stink, you ruin the Celtics. Kyrie Irving, you ruin the Celtics. Uncle Drew, you ruin the Celtics. Me, you ruin the Celtics.
Uncle Drew.
Team Destroyer.
Do you believe that Earth is round?
Yeah, no, the Earth is flat.
The Earth is round, the Earth is round.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.